Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Yes, that is us. Welcome, everyone, to the Lady Gang. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're new, and this is your first time listening because you're a massive Jeannie Mai fan and you know she's going to be on the show tonight, make sure that you go over to iTunes and you hit subscribe so that you can keep up with us. You can also head on over to theladygang.com. And when you're on iTunes, you're going to want to leave us a 5-star review and a nice comment. Guess how many reviews we have now?
How many?
420.
Holy.
Oh, sweet.
That's anyway. Very dope.
You can also follow us at The Lady Gang on Instagram and Twitter and now Facebook. And you can also go to ladygang.com, sign up for our newsletter, because every Tuesday we send you something very naughty to your inbox. And it's really fun. We're so excited. Our friend Jeannie Mai is here, and she's one of the most inspirational and hilarious and slightly dirty women in Hollywood. And it's going to be so much fun, so I can't even wait. I never really want good week, bad week to skip over, but this week I'm so excited about her. But we're still going to do
it. We'll be fast.
But we want to talk about ourselves anyways. Yeah.
And that means it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, so here's my good week.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I got really down on women, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh,
we all remember.
Not down on them, just tough on them. I got a little tough on them.
Yep.
Right? But then I had a newfound appreciation for our sex when I visited a strip club. And I went a couple weeks ago, and I was home in Atlanta, and there's this place called The Cheetah. Really classy joint. Like, they're really
known. Like, it is classy.
It's pretty classy. Like, the girls are all hot. Like, you know, there's no C-section scars that you can see.
It's like a gentleman's club.
It's a gentleman's club. They have, like, chocolate-covered strawberries. It's, like, a little classy, you know? So I'm, like, watching all these, like, some businessmen.
What level of nudity?
All in Atlanta, you can show Bieber. No. It
also,
doesn't matter.
Okay. What was why
and,
did you go?
And serve food,
but no drinks, right?
Drinks and food.
Oh, I thought that you could
drinks,
have alcohol.
Food, and full
down south. You can do it all.
Okay,
so
California strip clubs.
Yeah, if you want to go to a great strip club where you can enjoy a steak, a vagina, and some booze, go down to Atlanta. We have the greatest
Perfect.
Strip clubs ever. So I'm there and. I love watching the strippers, and I love watching the men that are there. So there's a table of men who all look like pretty respectable men in late 30s. They're in like button-down shirts. They're dressed pretty well. And they have this really hot stripper on their table. She's like dancing on their table, and like she's really hot. And, you know, they're very into her, and I don't blame them. However, as soon as I was like, look at this nice little activity that's going on, I look over at one of the guys as the stripper is bending over, and this is no underwear.
Yeah.
This is bending over in front of him.
Yeah.
Vagine in the face.
He proceeds to waft.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Waft?
With his hands?
Like, he's in science class. You know, they tell you never to, like, lean in. And
yeah, you got to waft.
Something, you got to waft. He is wafting the scent of her undercarriage.
Oh, my God.
Into his face. And suddenly I go, that right there is why women are the more superior species, because
we control
men. Also, I don't care if it's Brad Pitt on the table. I don't want to smell his grundle.
No.
Like,
no.
No. So I just realized how much more classy and whatever.
I mean, the ridiculousness that it took that for you to be like...
to realize that women are like the superior gender.
Like, it wasn't like Beyonce at the Super Bowl.
No, hell no, no.
You're like, I saw someone waft a vagina and I was sold on
women. Yeah, that's true. Do men get mesmerized by women like that?
He wanted to smell her everything.
Wow.
And I was just like, he doesn't even know her. It's just, so I was like, you know what? Women may be a lot of things, but we're not animals.
No.
No.
We're not disgusting.
So what a good week.
Here's my bad week.
Yes.
It's gonna take me back. There's a real theme happening with me.
Back to like hating women.
Yeah. Erin Andrews and her settlement for the naked,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
the
yeah,
stalker.
Yeah.
I'm really pissed off that my naked body was all over the internet and I didn't get $1.
I know.
There's not $1 that I saw from that. I didn't even get a job from my vagina being on the internet.
Why can she do that and you can't?
Well,
not
someone broke the law.
Well,
yeah.
They broke. I mean, he literally videotaped
her. He stalked her.
He stalked her. The hotel was at fault.
Yeah. The guy came into the hotel and said, I want a room next to her. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then didn't he like cut a hole in her?
Yeah. There was some real creepy stuff going on. Granted, my cloud was just hacked. So I understand I shouldn't get like $55 million.
But could you get anything? Because that's still illegal.
No, I don't think I could get anything.
Can you sue the websites that host the photos?
I mean, probably, but like who has time for that?
Did they find out who hacked your photos? Like, did they find the person, the perpetrator?
Nope. Probably some like 13-year-old in a basement.
Probably.
Anyways, so there's my bad.
So you were bummed.
I'm really kind of bummed. I'm really bummed, you know? I was, you know. So anyways, Jack, on to you.
So my good week is that I have recently fallen in love again with Snapchat.
Me too.
Did you just start using it too?
Yeah. I've been seeing your weird Snapchat things.
Have you been watching
it? Not on Snapchat. I won't even download the app. Not till I will die without having Snapchat.
Well, you know, I didn't like Snapchat because I don't care at all about anybody's lives. I'm like, I'm not going to watch your life on Snapchat, but I'm like, maybe I'll post about myself and have other people watch it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of awesome.
It's kind of fun.
And the new filters are insane.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. And no,
I also see that your boyfriend started a little Snapchat. Is he trying to like become a celebrity?
No, he actually has always used Snapchat, and I don't understand. I'm like, what 15 people are watching yours?
Okay.
No one. But anyways, there's this one filter that literally makes you look perfect.
That's the pink one. It's the swipey pinky.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of like gives you a little nose job.
It does?
It like makes your face a different shape. It makes you look like if you probably got all the plastic surgery that you wanted in life.
What I like about Snapchat is that on Instagram, all your pictures have to be very beautiful. And like if I post a picture of me being like just a regular, it gets like 4 likes. And when I post a beautiful picture, it gets like 355 likes.
Ooh.
355? No. And on Snapchat, you can just like sing
post
in your car. Like
anything.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, that's why I don't care about anybody else. Because I'm like, if this isn't good enough for you to post on Instagram, why the hell would I watch it on Snapchat?
Okay.
Well, but that's why I like
more raw, right?
Yeah, it's like real.
It's so real.
So anyways, I'm using Snapchat, so follow me. And okay, so my bad week is not like a bad week, but it's like I had a revelation that either my boyfriend is a psychopath, OCD freak, or I have not been bathing myself correctly.
Oh, God.
And I'm not sure which it is.
I know what this is going to be.
So what happened?
So Scott takes like insanely long showers, like 15-minute showers. I don't know what he's doing there.
Is it so he can last longer when you guys bang later?
What?
Is he jerking off?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. But like, I'm like, what are you doing? You're not shaving. You have short hair. Yeah. Like, what are you doing in there?
Yeah.
And so the other day, I go to the bathroom and he's showering and I see him. He has his foot up and he's literally like washing the underneath of his foot and like going in his toes and like sudsing up his. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just lathering, dude. And then I watched him shower for the rest of the shower because like we've taken showers before, but it's been like you pull around and then I wash myself and then I leave because there's nothing else
to do. He stays in and cleans his toes
and he stays in for 10 more minutes. So I watch him. He takes like 10 minutes to suds up his entire body. He's like scrubbing the back of his elbows.
I love
his
him.
And I'm like, okay, I've never washed like my elbows before.
No, men are more thorough washers. I think it's because we have so many
other things to do.
Yeah. It's all like quick.
I'm like, I shave my body, I wash my underarms, I wash my lady parts, and then I feel like everything gets residual soap on it, and 100%. Then you're fine.
100%. But men, I know. I think Chris like suds. He suds us up too.
Yeah, I don't think that you have a problem.
Okay.
No, but as much as I would like to say you have
a
problem.
And also, like, thank God, because if he's paying that much attention to his feet, he's also probably paying that much attention to his balls.
Yes.
And that can get nasty. So you gotta clean that up.
I'm like, I guess that's the better.
I have a friend who calls it ball vinegar.
Oh my God.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah, you go.
Yes. Please. Okay. First of all, for all the 4 people on iTunes that said we never go very deep on this podcast.
You're right.
I'm going to go a little deep. Actually, I not a lot of people know this, but in the past couple weeks, this is my good week. I have my mom, they found some gigantic growths in her uterus. And I mean, she sent me the picture of what they found and it was like inch wide, huge polyps. And she had surgery to have everything removed. And after they have the surgery, basically, like, she went in, they found them, and the next day they had their surgery. So, of course, we're, like, freaking out. And so we've been waiting for 3 weeks for the results to come back. And they came back this afternoon, and she's cancer-free.
Yay!
Oh, good!
I've never, you know, both my grandparents died when I was very young, and I've never had anyone have, thank God, like, cancer in my life. And this past couple weeks really made me think about all the families and all the people, grandparents and parents and children, and just the waiting and the healthcare and the wondering. And it really put a lot of things in perspective of how important family is. And, you know, we're here in Hollywood and we're like, oh my God, I want shoes and I blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, like, man, it really rocked me and made me think a lot about family and the stuff that's important. So, I'm very happy about that.
And I'm glad
it's a damn good day Congrats. In my life. Here's my bad week. So I got home last week from the podcast, and my husband was out, and I got on the way home from the podcast, I stopped at Whole Foods because I had energy. I was so invigorated from our awesome podcast that I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some food at Whole Foods. I'm going to cook. And when I went to Whole Foods, I was like, I'm going to get some flowers. Aww. And I'm going to, like, make my house so pretty. So I bought this huge thing of oh my gosh, the white flowers and then the stuff that smells really good, like minty. Asparagus.
Mint flowers?
What?
Rosemary?
No. Well, whatever. Anyway, I'll think of it. I'll post a picture of them. Anyway, so I got home and I'm like cooking, and then I'm like, okay, time to do the flowers. So I'm cutting the ends off and I'm putting them in the vase, and then I have all the ends kind of on my counter, and I sweep them all into the sink, and then I'm like pushing them down the garbage disposal, and then I look in the corner and there's a tiny mouse.
What?
A tiny what? Mouse.
Wait, in the Whole Foods bag?
In my sink.
Oh.
It was in the flowers. So it's like an inch by
Wait,
an inch.
It came with the flowers.
It came in the flowers.
Oh, okay, good.
So it was in my car, and I was like, oh my gosh. So then I'm like, what am I going to do? So I freak out. I get the pans from in bottom of my stove. I put the pans on top of the sink and put a towel, and I was like, the tiny mouse is not going to get out. I call my husband. I'm like, are you close? He goes, no, I'm on the way to a meeting. And I was like, you need to come home. Emergency. There's a tiny mouse.
SOS.
Kelsey, I can't. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're useless. I call my neighbor, Kyle, you have to come over. Bring your boyness. Fix the tiny mouse. He's like, I'm not home.
Fix the tiny mouse.
So I'm like, what am I going to do? I was like, I'm going to have to be brave. So I sort of tweeted about it, but basically ended up finding two gloves, a Ziploc container, and I had
Why
to.
Why didn't you just turn on the garbage disposal?
No way, Becca Tobin, you're bad. I was scared it was going to go down there and I was going to have to reach down. I might lose my fingers saving the mouse. It was so cute, you guys. No. It was the size of like a tiny little chocolate that you get from the
I'm sure
balls.
Whole Foods is not going to be excited that there's mice living in their place.
Well, it was the outside flower area, you know?
But they could have gone
inside. You got your little
anyway,
gloves.
Anyway, I got my little gloves and I was like, ee! And then I was trying to get the little mouse to go in the Ziploc and it wouldn't go in the little Tupperware. And I was like, come on. And so I like threw a different Tupperware down and it ran. It was like, ee! And it, like, anyway, so I got in the Tupperware and then I'm freaking out because it's jumping around in the Tupperware like a Mexican jumping bean. And I'm like, don't be scared, tiny mouse. And so then I like run downstairs and then I'm literally like hobos going crazy. And I left the door open and I'm running down the street and I'm like, tiny mouse, don't die. And then I have the lid on. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill tiny mouse. I got to open the lid so it can breathe.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna suck
and then
it.
I'm like going. And then I finally found like a little area. I live in Hollywood. It's hard to find a yard. I found a little area and I was like, I put the tiny mouse down and then it ran right away and it didn't even turn around to like give moment like it didn't even turn around to be like
it doesn't
thank
give
you for
a crap.
Rescuing me Kelsey no it was just gone. I've driven by that corner 3 times. Think about tiny mouse every time.
Oh my gosh,
that's my bad
Cinderella
week.
But you know, you really turned it around. You saved
you
an
did.
Animal's life.
You saved an animal,
so it's kind of a good week. I'm just
good
having
job.
A great damn week.
Well good job.
We all really made it happen this week. Becca's back on Women, thank God, on the Women's Empowerment podcast
slightly.
And all right, we're so excited because Jeannie Mai is here, and she's the jam.
Jam.
Bomb.com.
The strawberry jam.
And yeah. She's coming up soon.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Yes. You guys, Jeannie Mai is here. Hello, Jeannie. Welcome
Hi,
to the
guys.
Podcast.
Hi.
Hi, friends. Oh, you sound like you could play the little mouse's voice in an
animated
movie.
The tiny
mouse. Tiny mouse.
Do I have a mousy voice?
No, it's just
no,
really
you just
cute.
Lowered it on purpose, though.
No, it gets low, yeah, and then it. But I could go really high, and I could get really
shrill. You could play tiny mouse.
But I got to tell you, you were more of a woman than I could be in that situation, because mice
I know.
Are nasty. nasty to me.
So nasty. Yeah.
Then it makes you question your house. Like, you know, like where else it could be.
Could there have been another
could
mouse?
It crawl across your face? Okay, go on.
I kept thinking that there might be. Could it crawl across your face? Let me properly introduce you.
Oh, okay.
So Jeannie sometimes comes on the show that I work on, The Insider. She also goes on Entertainment Tonight. She goes on everyone. Everything.
Everyone.
But she now has some like really, really big jobs. She's one of the co-hosts on Fox's The Real, which is, you know, what we try to aspire to be.
That you guys are doing right now as we speak.
Jam.
The girl chat is on popping
so
here.
Girl. It's so radical. It's such a great show. And the most interesting thing about Jeannie, though, is that people don't know, you know, she's been in this business for a very, very long time. And there's been lots of yeses and lots of nos. And you've hosted a ton of different shows. But, like, this is the moment. Do you feel like this is the moment? Like, it's all happening now? Like, when did you first, because I know you started as a makeup artist-ish.
Yes, I did. Yep, I started out as a makeup artist. I was a trainer for MAC Cosmetics. And then I traveled and did makeup for Missy Elliott and also Cyndi Lauper.
So
and then
cool.
Transitioned, because there wasn't a stylist at the time, I transitioned into styling for Christina Aguilera and then Alicia Keys, because I was doing their makeup, and then they would be pulling clothing out of like Contempo bags and stuff, and I was like, wait, you can't be buying things at Contempo. We gotta like put this together in a better way. Started fighting for our budget. So yes, I did kind of grow to where I am right now, which just kind of my passion for personal style is still there. It's really important to me for women to find their individuality. But being a television host is just because I have a strong opinion, just like you ladies, so you have something to say, and I think all voices should be heard out there. But when it comes to is this the moment, I actually have a really big rule against that. I don't think that we should gauge when that moment has come or when you've become something, because I think for me, and maybe this is just being raised by a tiger mom, you should always think that moment is coming, because it allows you to strive and work differently than if you thought you made it. Like, I'm never,
right?
And I say the word never truly, like, I never will think I've made it. And you know, my a good friend of mine once said, once you sip the Kool-Aid, you're effed. So you can like know the Kool-Aids in that jar, all your accomplishments, you could fill it up a little bit more, you could put it on the shelf, you could like open it up, you could smell it, you could shake it around, but the second you take a sip, you're effed.
Yeah.
And we are in this business. So we've met a lot of people who have been like with a big gulp, chugging it all the way. So I don't even look at it like that.
One of the things that when I first, Jeannie started, I started to know her in Hollywood.
It's been a while too.
It has been years now, which is really cool. I remember, and this might be wrong and I might have made this up in my head, but there was like the, were you up for the rock star show?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a great. So
oh, my gosh.
This is a really good example.
And, yeah.
Okay, so this is one
years
of the things.
Ago.
I was up for this, like, big show, and I didn't end up getting it. And my someone on
and
my—
And neither did I.
This was— No, this is different.
Oh.
This was many years later. This was, like, just shortly.
Okay.
And someone on my team was like, you know, whenever I look at disappointment, I always think about, you know, Jeannie was the one. There was this, like, rock star NXS show at MTV or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was, like, between you and who ended up hosting
it. Yes, it was. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Remember that too.
But anyway, she was up for it, and they were like, you know, she was like the one with the cool hair. There was like, she was the one for this job, and she didn't get it. And then I kept seeing you everywhere, and I was like, you know, sometimes the no's are blessings.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that show, it was okay, but like, it wasn't all the things since. And it's like, I wanted to know, how do you deal with how many no's have you had versus the yeses, and how do you get through that?
Girl, we have like dramatic music for this. Are you kidding me? The word no could literally be tattooed on me the way it's appeared in my life so much already. I've had many rejections in my life, and I really believe that man's rejection is God's protection. Truly.
Whoa.
Because—
Damn, girl.
Mirror message.
Because there are 7 billion people in this world. There's only one of you, Jack, one of you, Becca, one of you, Kelsey, one of me. I could never, as much as I put on your same clothes and dye my hair your same color, I could never be you, and you could never be me. And that alone allows us to be the best at who we are already. So whenever you didn't get a job, you have to know that it was just, for whatever reason, it just wasn't meant for you. Yeah. Or maybe they needed somebody with less sass. Maybe they wanted somebody with a little bit more of a basic personality. And that's not me. And it's gotten, I'll be honest, it did hurt. A lot of times it did really hurt, especially when You and I have talked about this, Kelty. When you're put into a job where there's a mold that they want you to be, mm-hmm. and you kind of have to be it for a moment, mm-hmm. just to be it the best you can, and then eventually people start to see who that is, who you are. Like if you put amazing, delicious fruit punch Jell-O mold into like a water bottle, it's not going to excel as the beautiful star mold that that Jell-O could be. And people will see that. Somebody who puts that Jell-O mold into a water bottle goes, no, wait a minute. That's meant to be in a shape that can like actually coagulate and become something dope, you know? And I think that's what happened for me. And that's because of two things. One is just having faith and continuing to be myself along the entire way. And then number two, being a great person to other people so that besides the camera, besides in you know, in the industry, but off of life, you are a dope person. People will see that about you, see the Jell-O mold that you always were, and then create opportunities for you. And so there definitely have been many no's. And then also there's been times where I had to turn down jobs because I realized, or step away from jobs because I realized this isn't me and I keep pretending to be something I'm not. Mm-hmm. But it takes you getting to know yourself and being the best you can be in that position before you step away and give up.
Yep.
There's a difference with quitting and difference with, okay, I've done my time here. Yep. You know?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
You are wise.
No. Jeannie's she's about to drop some genies on us and we're not even going to know. I want to know we have this thing called the ish moment, which is like the moment where you felt like, I know you're not going to drink your own Kool-Aid, but has there been a red carpet? Has there been a moment, a celebration where you thought, shit, everyone's looking at me right now and like, I'm the ish. Like, I did it.
A little bit.
Yes.
Let's be real. We need that moment. Like, yes.
You're only human.
I'm a short, like, not always saying the right things Asian girl who came from a little bit of a hood side of San Jose. I need those moments to make me. Sometimes those heels don't hold you up high enough, you know? So, of course, I would say there's a couple. The one time I took my husband, who's a big country fan, he's a country boy at heart, took him to The Voice, and we went backstage. And, of course, handsome, delicious, lovely Gwen, get off. I'm really complimenting your man for just a second. Blake Shelton was there.
He's so
dreamy.
Oh my God.
So he was there and I just remember like getting all nervous and kind of introducing him to my husband and saying, hey, Mr. Blake, nice to meet you. I just wanted to introduce you to. And he goes, I know you guys. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're that guy who runs a hunting show on Outdoor Life Network. You're that guy who runs a hunting show on the Outdoor Life Network. I've seen you. And you're that one that's all about fashion. You're always talking about glittery things. And I was like,
oh my God.
Shut the F up. Are you kidding me?
How does it go?
I literally threw myself on his body and was like, shut up. That was kind of amazing. Another time that was really good was when I went to the nail salon and I was getting my tips filled in. And the lady, her name is Nancy. Shout out to Mod Nails in Studio City. She was doing my nails and I always come in and I just do my thing. And she said, wait a minute. I know you. You the girl on this magazine. And she went to the OK magazine, opened it up, and there's a tiny, you know, like this, when you show up at some random party and you get a toe in there. It was like a tiny picture of me in there and like, Jeannie Mai celebrates fashion and wears her little Fendi heels. And I was like, oh my God. And she knew me. And guys, I got 10% off my nail
fix. God. Lucky.
Oh my God.
I did. I felt like I made it. Oh yeah.
This is the A-list life, guys.
Yeah.
Arrival.
And then if you ever have a confidence problem here in Los Angeles or anywhere in part of the world where I'm about to mention has this place, go to a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has the best customer service. They will make you feel
Atlanta,
a star.
Y'all.
Yeah. They'll come and go, hi, how are you doing? You look amazing. You're so cute. Do you want an extra Polynesian sauce? Yes, I do. Thank you.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh my God, I need to go.
Chick-fil-A has the best customer service, hands down. They make you feel like a star.
I drove through a Chick-fil-A on my lunch break during Glee, and I was wearing my costume because we had like 5 seconds, and I went with my makeup artist, and I was like, this is so embarrassing.
With the cheerleader costume?
In the cheerleading uniform.
Which is super
and
hot.
And I was like, we're driving through, no one's going to see me. And we pull away, and the girl goes, have fun at cheer practice.
Oh.
And I was like,
so cute. Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
I love her.
Open on Sundays.
Not open.
They need to open on Sundays. They need to.
You know they won't.
Okay.
God's day.
Every week, they're not going to admit this now because all knowing Jeannie's here, but I'm a big fan of the mirror messages of like putting inspirational quotes up on your mirror. And now I think you've come around. But at first, the girls made a lot of fun.
I still don't have one.
I won't do it, but I appreciate it.
I appreciate it too.
Okay. Why? Wait, wait, wait.
Because I have a lot of people in and out of my home. I don't need them to see my innermost, deepest feelings.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my mirror.
Kind of you do, because your home is your abode. And by the way, your home already starts at the skin you live in. That is your home.
It's true.
You need to wear who you are on your skin.
I know, but I just don't need, like, the dog walker going in there being like, be the best self you can be.
I just don't want to, like, clutter up my mirror, to be honest.
You're like, I look good. Oh, anyway. Okay. I have mirrors. Like, right now, at work, I have a post about don't take it personal. Like, when people don't like your work or your outfit or whatever, like, you don't know their lives they're living, like, do not take it personal. Yep. It's not a personal attack on you. And then there's another one that says, like, be so good they can't ignore you, which I know is, like, so annoying. But
no, it's
sometimes
so
it's hard and you're like, why? Or, like, I want this. And it's just, like, just whatever you create, focus and make it so good that everyone will be like, that was good. Anyway, do you have a mirror message? Do you have something, a mantra, like a thing that you always go to?
Yes, I have a couple. One would actually be one, which this is why we're spirit animals together, that I agree with you is about when it comes to just not believing other people's BS. Mine is, I may love to shop, but I ain't buying your bullshit.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Oh my gosh. It's so true.
If you're ever a real housewife,
it really is true though. You got to remember that. People are going to feed you things, and they might be haters, and they may not. They're just people, you weren't right for that, or you're too short for this, or, you know, we're not going to work out because you're too
whatever.
Complicated.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Are you kidding me? There are things you're going to buy, and just like at the store, you can put something back on the rack and say, I'm not going to buy it. You have to decide that about life. What are you going to actually invest and take in and let it absorb, and what are you not going to buy and leave at the counter?
I love that.
There's that.
That's kind of
and then the second one is, honestly,
she's got a mirror message.
I'm gonna, not buying that.
Not buying that. No. Becca, give me. Don't
thank you,
me. That's
Jeannie.
Amazing. That's important. Yes,
I like
I love
it.
That.
I'm not buying that.
It's so much better. It's so much really more tweetable than mine.
I love it.
100%. Yes, I love
Jack's going to make a t-shirt available at Zoomies
guys,
next year.
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking, I'm like, that'd be a really good t-shirt.
It is. It's good.
I love it. Love it.
Okay.
And then the next one is one that I actually came up with when I decided to step into this career, which I know you guys have all heard that Hollywood is so daunting that you've got to really make a commitment if you're going to go through it. And then you've got to make sure your feet are on steady foundation because you're going to trip and fall and lean on different things that aren't right. So I came up with my motto, which is Jeannie Mai celebrates people's potential. If it doesn't fall under that umbrella, I'm not doing it. Which is where you won't catch me spread-eagled somewhere, and you're not going to catch me slandering somebody on some gossip magazine or doing a show where I just talk about other people's crap, and I just can't do that. So that for me is my mantra, and I believe for every woman, whether you're in this, you're not even having to be in the Hollywood business, whether you're a mom or you're an entrepreneur or a student, what is your motto, and how do you then something that'll gauge you so that you always everything you do aligns with your brand, and that way you'll always kind of keep yourself on a moral
compass.
But what
if every once in a while we think like, oh Taylor, you could have sat down at the Grammys like just a little bit more.
See, but then I'm a turn up girl. Like I'm ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
you
I have
that.
To act a fool because that's inside my spirit. There's a little person in here that just needs to be inappropriate in a very in a respecting way. Mm-hmm. So I
you
see
would
how
never
that's annoying to you, but it wasn't about you. It was about her in that moment and her fun game.
But it also wasn't about her.
It was about Ed. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Okay, I want to get to our. Like a lady, question of the week.
Okay.
This week, the question is right up Becca's alley. Burping and farting in front of your lover.
No.
Yes or no?
Burping, yes. Farting, no. Betty has never heard my butt cheeks spread. Ever. No.
No way.
I've never even pooped in front of him.
What?
Well, no one should poop
in front of someone else.
Oh, yeah. Because popping a load on them is like better? Are you crazy?
It's just a little air.
It's an air that actually like
it's an air every
completely
human
toxifies
does.
Your skin.
Wait, are we talking about farting on their face? What's happening? Why
no,
are you touching
not
your face?
I'm just talking about
just
farting in general.
Farting in general leaves fumes in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That is dangerous to people.
So you just never fart?
No, I hold it in.
And you, haven't, you haven't ripped out like a SPD?
No, but you guys, the other night though, you guys...
You
my husband
you know
told
everybody
me.
Jackson, silent but deadly.
Oh.
Like she's 13.
And
tell
remember,
me you farted in the middle
here's
of the night.
Here's the thing. You've led an
accidental and been embarrassed
about
it. Okay,
so I'm going to tell you a couple things. First of all, Freddie the other day told me that I totally let it rip when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, because you
and
hold it in all day.
I'm embarrassed. Here's why I'm embarrassed, though. When you agree, because there's a moment when it comes and it rumbles in your stomach and it drops down your lower intestine and it's right there behind your ass cheeks, you have a decision to say yes or no. Here's the problem, guys. If we knew what was going to omit, then you'd probably be a little bit more
educated decision.
But you don't know, because it could be the cute one that's a could be that, or it could be the worst, which is a.
Those are the smelly ones.
Those are the worst.
Wait, so all these farts that you've been holding, though, they just rip at night and you don't know?
I guess so. So now I'm so embarrassed, because now that he's told me.
It's fart karma.
Did he think it was cute?
He thinks it's cute. Of course.
Guys don't care.
Guys don't care,
yeah,
man.
They don't care.
They think it's hot.
But, Jeannie, now you're free. You're free to be your best self.
Let your fart flag fly.
I can't. No, I want everybody to think that I poo roses. Like,
doesn't
no
everyone.
Becca, have you? Will you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you do.
All day?
Anytime.
Which ones do you give? The
sometimes it's risky. I realize if I eat these things called pretzel crisps, it's like lethal. Like, you know those ones that are hot on the way out, and you're like, it's going to be awful.
You're talking about the white bag with the blue.
Yeah.
Those give you the farts?
There is something in those that my stomach literally rejects, like rat poison.
I've heard apricots are also Satan.
Really? Well,
oh, yeah. I've heard dried apricots.
I mean, that's a fruit, so who's involved with that?
Nobody's eating that.
While she drinks.
Kelty, do you poot in front of your husband?
So, listen. I don't even like to burp in front of my husband.
What?
No, I really am like, I am really a lady.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But there's a long time that I didn't have any burping or any farting in front of my husband. And then I started burping a little bit, but I'm not a burper. Like, I've probably burped 4 times my entire life.
What?
Like, I don't
such
burp.
I feel
so bad for you.
I don't burp. It's weird. And so the burping farting thing lately, though, like, some have just been like, I'll be just like hanging and then it'll come out. Like, it'll just be like a little like, you know? And then I'm always like,
I try to act like it didn't happen. That was out of your butt?
Like,
is your ass a staple gun? What the freak was that?
I don't know. I can't even fake. But anyway, my point being is like, you know? And
that's
just
more like it.
But like, we've never discussed it. Like, he's never acknowledged.
But do you think he hears it?
I think he hears it, but like.
That's even more awkward.
No, this is what I do. Anytime I like have the accidental little toot, you just go, excuse me.
And you take your top off. Wait, and you're like, everything's fine.
You're already pooting in front of Scott?
Okay, no. Oh, this is
so early in your relationship.
He's
a new boyfriend.
Oh, no, cute.
I am not, but I'm glad. I usually don't read these like lady questions, and I'm glad I did, because my bad week was going to be about him farting in front of me, because we've just passed that like that level where he's super comfortable with it, and it's just all the time. All the time.
How everywhere. Often? How many times a day?
I mean,
all day. You have to pull it back.
Men fart all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Actually, guys, people fart all the time.
I know, that's true.
I'm going to ask you this.
You guys have probably all farted. Yes.
So we all have dudes up in this.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have men who continue wearing underwear that has holes in it?
No.
Oh, you're going to leave me hanging on this one. Okay.
But
Kelt?
Here's the thing. No, but
I do.
Chris, no. I don't have, and you know why? It's because I'm OCD and there's no trash in my house. Like there's no trash,
but there's the mouse.
Right, there's no hoarding.
Wait, what does but the like, trash have to do with the
I'm saying
holes?
Like when a white shirt that you work in it starts getting the yellow sweatpants, it's in the garbage. Like it's out. Like
but
we don't
okay,
have,
so you know his underwear so well that if it has a hole,
I've investigated.
You dump it.
Goodbye. Where's your favorite pair of underwear? It's gone for life. Get some new one. Amazon.com. Prime.
Oh my gosh.
So you have old.
Costco has better ones. But anyway. Okay. My husband, for some reason, continues wearing undies that have holes in them.
Like a boxer brief or a boxer?
Boxer briefs, but they're bad, yo. They're like holes that you could literally like dab in the middle of them. Like they're insane.
Where is the hole? Like in the butt or in the.
They're on the sides. So I'm going to tweet it to you. Okay. I'm gonna take a picture of him and his chonies and I will tweet it to you guys.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to put it on our lady.
What's the problem?
Where's your husband from?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Okay. Which is the capital of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Which is the underwear hole capital
of the world. I know.
Well, you just good luck with underwear. That. I feel like you've got life all figured out except for the holes in the husband's underwear. Right? And it's not so bad.
You know what, though? I mean, when it comes to a world where you've got guys who can't even, like, read call a woman's you. Mind, call you, and take you on a proper date without texting you, I'm going to deal with the holes.
Well, I kept a lucky pair of underwear for maybe 15 years. I passed my driving test in them, and I only just recently got rid of them.
That's fair.
Look at Jeannie's face.
That's amazing.
What? I can feel like I can smell them right now.
They're cleaned every
week.
She's wearing them right
now. We're done.
Okay, so Jeannie's going to stick around because, I mean, there was a point where all of our jaws were just on the table listening to her life advice, and now she's going to help you with our Ask the Lady Gang series, and it's going to be real fun.
Hey, ladies!
Funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
I'm going to do this in order again.
Oh my gosh, such a good podcast
because
host.
I'm looking at the paper. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want to go to jackvanek.com, you can get 20% off your order by using code LADYGANG. And the only place that you can get that code is on our podcast because we love you. Okay.
I'm going to shop. 20% off.
She brought you some right here.
She brought you some things.
That is so nice of you,
wait,
friend.
Read it.
She's like,
don't you wish your coffee was hot like me? Oh, this is so cute.
Wait, hold on. Look at the cards. They're so cute.
If you want anything else, just let me know.
This is really sweet. Jack, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Oh my gosh, these cards are so cute, you guys. It's greeting cards for people who hate sappy shit. Can I touch your butt is one of the cards. So we good. Should get naked and eat pizza. Freddie, I'm going to write this one to you. I think I hate you the least. I love that one. And I totally would swipe right on you. These are so thoughtful
thank
and deep.
You. Oh, yeah. I'm a thoughtful deep
we get
person.
Deep on the Lady Gang.
Thanks, Fred.
Speaking of getting deep.
Okay. So basically for the last part of this podcast, you're helping us give our listeners life advice.
Okay.
And you are the most profound, wise soul we've had on our
you're definitely
show
the
so
wisest
far.
We've had try. So far.
I oh, mean, stop.
It really makes us feel
we're so deep.
Shallow. Okay, so the first question comes from Taylor Mayhew on email. Oh, and if you guys want to write in questions, hashtag AskTheLadyGang or HelloLadyGang@gmail.com or go to TheLadyGang.com and fill out a
little form.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Taylor Mayhew in email says, I'm the last single person I know. I'm practically a professional bridesmaid. Everyone makes D-bag comments on the regular. Now, a lot of my friends are starting to have kids, and I'm feeling sad and so many steps behind in my circle of life. Don't get me wrong. I'm career-driven and the most successful of my friends. I live in the South, and it's unheard of to be single at 30. Dating is awful because it's all single dads and divorcees. How can I get out of this funk about being single at 30?
Okay. Taylor, I'm giving you a big virtual hug right now because I just love you. You are so, I can already tell that you're such a selfless, caring person because everything you listed as far as the things that you would want for yourself, you're actually congratulating the friends around you, the things that they have, their relationships, their kids. So you're a beautiful person just starting there. Listen, the more that you marinate on where you are right now and what you're thinking about you don't have, guys, oddly, I'm not trying to compare them to dogs, but similar to our fun feline friends, they have the sharpest smell of the world when it comes to smelling insecurity and thirst on women. And they'll either feed on that or take advantage of it or dismiss it. And I don't want that of you. So the first thing you need to do is clear your senses of being unwanted or unlovable because of your age and where you're at in your life. By the way, 30's a really young age.
The thing is that I totally get it because in Canada where I'm from, everyone marries at like 21, 22.
Yeah.
And when you're 30, it is weird. Like, it's not weird, but it feels like everyone around you is doing that. And so you do feel left out. Now, if you're in a city like New York or LA, people are like 30 and they're like, what are you talking about? I would never be married at 30.
Right.
You know? It's a cultural
and
area
thing.
Sometimes
when you're submerged in that,
it's hard
it feels
to
like not, it's all around you.
But it's not. You're not the only one, Taylor, at all.
No, you're not. And by the way, I would even say as a woman who's 37, I would have waited to get married because what I know now at 37 is so different than what I knew at 35. And God, whole completely different category when I was 30. So, Taylor, what I encourage you to do is spend this time getting to know yourself. Spend this time dating yourself. Girl, take yourself to the restaurant that you would have loved a guy to take you to. Buy yourself those flowers that you would have loved to be presented with and pamper yourself because what happens is you start realizing how hot and how amazingly awesome you are that you give off a pheromone that guys are just going to want to be around. And that doesn't mean that you're doing it for the guy. It means you're doing it for you, because at the end of the day, you've already got who you love, yourself. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if he comes by or not. So I'm going to give you that first step. Do that first, and then watch what happens after that.
Yeah, and I would just add that, you know, it based on where you are, and Becca can probably speak to this because you're from sort of the South area, but, you know, I know it's hard to be like, oh, am I going to be with someone that was divorced? But, you know, I am a divorcee. This is my second marriage. I was married when I was 20. Yeah. Like, this is my second. Yeah. You know, and it's not like you look at those people and you're like, oh, well, they have kids or they're single dad or, you know, but the truth is that when people are in their 30s, they're probably going to have lived a little bit of life and possibly are going to come with something that they're not proud of or that they are proud of, incredibly proud of. And you know, and it's just, it get, life gets messier the more years you have on the planet to mess it up. So and true. So, you know, it is what it is. And you don't close off to like welcoming someone like that in your life because they could be your person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't know. You don't know.
Well, and I think it's, if she's single at 30, that means, I mean, it's different than being single like in your early 20s. It's like you're really like getting to know yourself, like you were saying. And obviously you haven't settled. 30's
the magic age. Oh my God, things change and happen at 30.
So smart.
It's such a good age. Oh, it's such a good age. Seriously.
I want the 30s. But yeah, no, I don't know. It's like at least you haven't settled for somebody that you don't want to be with.
Yeah.
It's like you have that opportunity to like open yourself up to and being receptive to the right person that comes in. So I don't know. I think it's a good thing.
Bex, do you think anything?
I mean, I totally know what she's going through because I am from the South and pretty much all my friends that I grew up with are married and got married at like 26, 25. I was lucky to be in New York and LA like after high school. So I never felt the pressure. But I will say you're going to be there for them when they're going through their divorces.
I was thinking that too.
just kidding. No, just be glad that you didn't rush into something. A lot of those people will never admit it, but you feel this when you're down in the South, you feel this crazy pressure to get married and find someone that a lot of people scramble and a lot of people, I hate to say it, settle. Mm-hmm. And just be glad that you didn't rush to find your person just so you wouldn't be 30 and single.
Yes.
And that you actually have this amazing gift now to take your time because you've made it to 30 without a man. You can make it to 35 without a man and just make sure that it's the right man because no man is better than the wrong man.
Ugh, thank you.
That's a good Housewives intro.
No man is
when
better.
When you're the single one on it.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Not you, but somebody. I mean, okay. Who knows?
Okay. Like when you're single again.
When you're single and you go on the house.
When you
show.
Screw up that relationship you're in.
Okay, the next question's from Kelsey Loraway on email. She says, I started hooking up with a friend. I hesitated. I didn't want things to get weird. 3 months later, I'm over it. We stopped hooking up, and now he is being so weird about it. It was his idea. How do I mend the situation and his poor ego?
Ugh, men's egos.
You don't. Are you kidding me? Your job is not to sit there stroking some other man's ego. You can stroke other things. They're a lot more fun, honey. Trust me. You know that. You got yourself into this through there. But no, I'm just kidding. I just want to say that it's we are such fixers. Women are such nurturers. Uh-huh. We're so fix the broken bird. Mm-hmm. We always want to just like wonder why it was our fault. Was it me? Women start to, we need to start surrounding ourselves with the reflections of who we would like to be. So if a guy and if a guy cannot handle the fact that you guys decided to stay friends or, you know, is making you feel crappy about whatever decision you decided to go on, don't even dwell in that. You don't need to repair that. You don't need to explain yourself in any way. If he's not mad enough to just know, oh, hey, it was one fling and now you guys are just back to friends, then move on. Push on. There's other friends around you. You've got three right here on Lady Gang.
Yeah.
Also, if it was reversed, the guy wouldn't...
He would not care at all.
At all.
At all. Not
girl, just
bit.
Don't buy that.
Yes. Just don't buy that bullshit.
Bring it around.
I love it.
Don't buy it. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, friends with benefits never work, so don't even...
Yeah. Don't, never, and listen, if you're someone who's thinking about maybe being friends with benefits, don't.
Literally don't.
It never works. There's never been anyone that's like, I was having sex with my friend and then we stopped and it didn't mess up
and
our
then
friendship.
We're best friends,
you guys are not Mila
love.
Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
There's always
Isn't
somebody
that the
in the relationship
Kutcher.
Oh. Wants it more.
Yeah. Yes. There's always.
Someone always falls in love.
Yeah. And then somebody doesn't care. Okay. So yeah. So just don't. So just go in a time machine and don't do that.
Yep.
So that's the answer. Our last question is from Laura Barnes in email. And she says, I recently lost about 85 pounds and people keep telling me that I look really good, but I don't feel confident in myself. I can see that I have physically changed, but I still feel insecure. How can I build up confidence that will reflect the new me.
Ooh, okay, so one of my friends is Allison Sweeney, who's host of The Biggest Loser, and she really taught me to understand how trapped you are when you have grown up with a lot of weight and then the societal pressures on you. Then when you lose it, you really still are in that weight.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much weight you lose, you still are in your fat size, in your mind. And that takes a lot of psychology. It takes a lot of loving yourself and psychology to get through that. So if you have somebody around you, hun, that you can talk to just to kind of break the mold of what you see in the mirror and that body dysmorphia, which, by the way, all of us live with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then that's going to be a start. And then the second thing is just to start loving yourself and loving and have fun in this new you. Have fun trying on new sizes and walking into a different area of the department store and the new food choices you make and the way that you, you embrace these compliments. So just don't blame yourself. It's a psychological thing, and it's what you've grown up with. So be easy on yourself. And I would pick up her book too. Her book kind of speaks more about that.
Yeah.
I just think it's, first of all, incredible because, 85 pounds, like that is, you didn't just lose that.
That's like a person.
Genie.
You know, right. Like, right. No, but it's like,
it's like a 5 foot tall person.
I mean, that is not just, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Like you lost a whole person. So, you know, the work ethic and dedication that you've put to do that, like, bravo. Congratulations. I think there's a lot of people that would love to hear your story and be inspired by that. That's absolutely insane. And I think, the truth is, like, I mean, how can you build up confidence is the biggest problem of life. Like, I wish someone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like
it's just so hard. We're just never going to see ourselves the way other people see us. And I think one of the things that's really helped me in the confidence area is that I have this little assistant, Elena, and she's so funny. And I'll turn to her and I'll be like,
I saw her on your Snapchat.
Yeah. And I'll be like, what do you think? And she's like, you just don't know how pretty you are. Like, just sometimes it's good to have a friend, a family member.
You found a little baby Kelty.
You found an ego boost.
It's good to, like, and sometimes that feels sort of self-fulfilling and you feel guilty of, like, I just want yes people in my life. I don't want yes people, but every once in a while, it's nice to have someone other than your mother being like, you look great, or, you know, you're worthy. And hopefully maybe you can find someone that can help you to just really see yourself, like be a mirror to the world for you.
Well, and I think it's a good thing to also remember that just because, you know, she struggled with weight growing up and until she like recently lost weight, everybody is struggling with insecurities like that. So it's like, it's not just you. And I think that there should be some comfort in that, knowing that it's like, you're not alone in that. Like,
yeah,
everybody is dealing with that. But I think like having people around you that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'd buy that.
She's just getting, I mean, like anything else, like any big adjustment, it doesn't matter that it's, like, for the better, you know, superficially. Yeah. Any big adjustment, like, you've literally stepped into a new body. Like, that's going to feel weird for a while. But just be proud of yourself and, like, remind yourself that you did a lot of work to get there.
That's such an accomplishment.
I mean,
it's huge. Damn.
Boom.
Applause to her.
Damn.
Yay, we love you.
Yay,
this is
Laura.
Our first Lady Gang applause.
Ever. She's like, nah. No. Man, what a great, I just want to say, you know, we're getting to the point now, like hundreds and hundreds of emails every week with questions, and we're just overwhelmed with the amount of people that are writing in to get their question on the show. And just so you guys know, we read every single question, and we're going to try to get to as many of them as we possibly can. And this is just so rad. And Jeannie, we want to thank you so much for being on the show. We love you guys. Make sure to go follow all her ridiculousness on the Jeannie Mai, which is your Twitter, your Instagram. Do you have a Snap?
I do. I have a Snapchat, Jeannie.my, Instagram, the Jeannie Mai, and Twitter, Jeannie Mai. Don't be confused with Brenda Song. I get confused with her all the time.
You do?
In a funny way. I love her. I'll accept her paychecks for her. But I do want to say this. Thank you guys for having me on. This is such a rad thing. Like, I almost kind of forgot that we're in a podcast. Like, I feel like we're just, you know,
having a visit,
having drinks. And Kelt, I want to say that when I first met you at Insider, at ET, same thing. But when you walked in, I just remember this complete effervescent energy that I was like, oh snap, like, who is this? You completely know how to fill a room with such authenticity and smarts and genuine present. Mm-hmm. Like, you're present for people. You're genuinely present for people when you say hi to people, when you ask somebody how they're doing, when you ask for the hairstylist, the talented team over at Insider and ET, like, for a touch-up. Like, you're genuinely there. And when you even go there, you see little pockets of Kelty, you know, it, with love over the years of just, like, Christmas cards and things like that. And recently I held a brunch, and it was crazy because I invited everybody there, and it's LA. It's the middle of the day on a work day. Like, you don't have to come and do it. Just come and be there for me. And Kelty comes and brings me a gift. And it was just so thoughtful.
I was excited for her. She's being very coy, but she got named by Variety as, like, one of the most empowering women in Hollywood, which is kind of a big deal.
I love you, and I just appreciate you.
But then
you,
I was like, I know you're so busy. Can you come on the podcast? She's like, when? I'll be there, which is awesome.
Absolutely. I love
you guys. We're going to go make out in the corner. And yay, while we do that, make sure you subscribe to The Lady Gang on iTunes. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, and also at The Lady Gang, because we're doing real well on our Instagrams. We love chatting to you guys. Submit your Ask the Lady Gang questions on Instagram and Twitter, and mostly share it with your friends so we can grow. If you love this episode, if you're inspired like we are with Jeannie Mai, make sure that you retweet the crap out of this episode, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Okay. Bye, guys. Bye.
Yay.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.